little better than they thought.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The International Monetary Fund reduced its estimate of likely losses from the financial crisis. It took its prediction down by $600 billion to $3.4 trillion. Now, the IMF says the world economy will grow faster than it earlier thought, but the group cautions there's still a strong need for extra capital. Checking stocks right now, markets in Europe are higher, under a third of a percent. In Asia, shares were mixed today. The Nikkei closed up. The Hang Seng lost a little ground. On Wall Street, lower consumer confidence from yesterday's conference board report made investors a little nervous. The S&P and NASDAQ fell under a third of a percent. The Dow was down about 47 points to close at 97.42. Toyota is about to undergo the biggest U.S. recall of its cars. The automaker is addressing problems with floor mats that could interfere with the vehicle's gas pedal in 3.8 million of its automobiles. One thing about the financial crises, they breed creativity. Take General Motors, for example. As it emerged from bankruptcy back in July, it decided to try an experiment. It had its California dealers post new cars for sale on eBay. Well, that experiment ends today. Marketplace's Rico Galliano brings us the report card.
Based on the numbers, the program earned an F. GM's California dealers posted tens of thousands of new cars on eBay. Judging by the company's seller profile, they only sold about 20 through the site. But according to Automotive News reporter Richard Truitt, dealers still give the experiment a passing grade.
They'll tell you, yes, they have seen people who have seen a car on eBay but decided just to go down to the dealership and negotiate that way.
In fact, GM says the eBay posts led 15,000 buyers to contact dealers for price quotes. Those leads didn't translate into a significant uptick in sales, but Richard Truitt says in California, just sparking consumer interest is a victory for GM.
Because they don't sell very many vehicles out there except for pickup trucks.
So why is the program ending? Phil Reed of Edmunds.com thinks GM is just retooling before a bigger relaunch.
They feel that they're probably onto something, but they need to figure out how to turn it into real sales.
GM says it's considering rolling out some version of the program nationally. Meanwhile, its dealers continue to sell certified used vehicles on eBay. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
New survey out today from the University of Pennsylvania and the University of California, Berkeley, says most Americans don't want advertisers tracking their online activity. Marketplace's Elisa Roth is live with us from our New York Bureau with a story. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
So the survey asked people how they felt about advertisers tracking what they do on the web. What was their answer?
Two-thirds of the people said they don't want advertisers keeping an eye on them. And even more said they don't want to be tracked after they heard about all the different ways advertisers can follow them.
Are there rules about this? I mean, what's happening in that regard?
The Federal Trade Commission and Congress have both been talking about regulating online tracking in some way. Now, obviously, marketers would rather not have it regulated. And last summer, the big advertising trade groups produced a document describing ways the industry could and should regulate itself. So pretty much a bid to avoid having the government get involved.
So, Elisa, are consumers against tracking across the board?
No. About half the people in the survey said they didn't mind getting customized offers for discounts. So I guess if it saves you money, it's okay. And more than half said they were fine with getting customized news. One interesting point out of the survey is the age question. We keep hearing about sites like Facebook as proof that young people don't mind having it all out there on the web. But more than half the 18 to 24-year-olds in the survey said they were actually against targeted ads.
All right. Marketplace's Elisa Roth from New York. Elisa, thanks.
You're welcome.
In the past few years, fantasy football has turned from hobby into big business. Here's how it works. Players pay an entry fee, and then their money is pooled. And players act like real owners. They draft stars onto their fantasy teams. If the team wins, the owner gets a big chunk of cash. But what if your star gets hurt? Reporter Sally Herships has more on a new option.
Okay, football fans, remember Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's first game last season?
Tom Brady took a tremendous hit as he released that ball right on his left leg.
Paul Charchian does.
Oh, yeah. I mean, watching it, thinking, no, can't be that bad. Can't get up, get up, get up. It can be emotional.
especially if you have money invested. Not only is Charchian a Patriots fan, he also plays fantasy football. Tom Brady was on two of Charchian's five teams, but Brady blew out his knee and was done for the season. In the past, owners of fantasy teams like Charchian just had to suck it up when players were hurt. But now, there's a new option. Insurance. That's real insurance for real players on fantasy teams.
On average, the fantasy team owner spends about $150 to field a team.
Anthony Ciccone is the president of Fantasy Sports Insurance, the company that's offering the coverage. He says an insurance policy costs about 10% of your investment, what you spend on your league fees, fantasy websites, magazines. Say this adds up to that average cost of about $150. Then a policy...
that would cost you about $16.
And if your player gets injured and misses most of the season, you get your money back. Football fan Paul Charchian is also president of the Fantasy Sports Trade Association. He says fantasy players spend $800 million a year on fantasy sports. But will they buy insurance policies? Charchian says only about 5% of players invest big bucks in the game.
But if you were in maybe a $500 league and you had two or three players that were really the keys to your success, it might make sense to spend $50 to ensure the prospects of success and not necessarily take a big loss.
Anthony Ciccone says his insurance company has already sold three times as many policies as they planned. But because the NFL season has already started, you'll have to wait till next year to buy football insurance. So until then, if you're watching a game, keep your fingers crossed that your best player doesn't get hurt.
Stick him!
Kill him!
Yeah! Yeah!
I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Hey, share your thoughts with us online at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.